If you are following the 2004 presidential election race, watching for news of polls in battleground states, the Los Angeles Times website has what amounts to the home version of the Electoral College game. You can roll the mouse over a state, see who won it in 2000 and what the latest state poll says. You can see whether the LA Times now considers it a red state for President Bush, or a blue state for Senator Kerry, or a white state, one that's still up for grabs. And you can create your own scenarios, changing blues to reds, and watch the likely electoral votes. And if somebody reaches a total of 270 electoral votes, the website declares him elected with that bit of hail to the chief. The LA Times calls this their 2004 electoral vote tracker. Dan Gaines is online business and politics editor for the LATimes.com and joins us from Los Angeles. Popular feature, your map?
Very popular. It's well over 100,000 views a week and probably well above that now as we get closer to the election. That's more than we get for Kobe Bryant and Michael Jackson stories.
Which is saying something. Do you find yourself playing games, trying to see what would happen if a candidate won New Hampshire but lost West Virginia, won Ohio but lost Florida, and see how that affects the electoral vote tally?
Well, I don't necessarily have time anymore to play it, but I have been doing that, and everybody around me is, and I've been hearing that people enjoy doing that.
Probably been hearing that little burst of hail to the chief a lot then in that case.
That's right.
Well, we should say that as of this Friday in October, with deference to the margin of error in all these state polls, your electoral vote tracker shows that President Bush right now could count on 177 electoral votes, Senator Kerry could count on 153 electoral votes, and 208 electoral votes remain up for grabs. How often do you update the poll information from the different states to see whether that state still should be red, blue, or white?
Well, we're updating polls as they're reported by pollingreport.com. We have an arrangement with them. And usually every day or two we're updating something. And lately it's been several states at once.
But then we have the interactive dimension where anybody can play at being Karl Rove and let's see which states we have to win to put together a majority.
Right. And we're told even some people in both campaigns are using it either as a reference or just as a tool to say, well, you know, if we get this state, then we maybe don't have to worry about that state. And it also reminds people, if they have forgotten their civic lessons from back in elementary or high school, how the Electoral College works.
Well, Mr. Gaines, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Dan Gaines, creator of the LA Times 2004 Electoral Vote Tracker. You can find a link to it at our website, npr.org.